This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And there you have it. All right, I'm going to pass the game entirely as well. We gave you a bunch for tonight. Those are our NBA bets. And with that, Jake Hassan, I just checked my old watch.
Oh, baby. It's that time of the night. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some college basketball. It's overnights here on You Better, You Bet.
All right, Kenny, as always, we got a loaded Saturday slate on college hoops. What are the overnight projections from Friday into Saturday?
Yeah, a lot of bets for tomorrow. We'll go through them as quickly and thoroughly as possible. Sides and totals will kind of be mixed together here, basically. First bet, and I'll be going down through rotation number order. West Virginia just opened +9 against Texas Tech. This is another situation where it's like, Texas Tech in a low total game at a big number just seems appealing. We bet Oklahoma State against them and been wrong. We bet Kansas State against them and been right. My number in the game is 7.5. I think there's a little more room for this West Virginia +9 to come down. So 9 in that game, 8.5 would be a bet as well. Under in Seton Hall, St. John's opened 158, good to about 156. In terms of betting the under in that game. Over in Valpo and Indiana State, 135.5, just a number bet for me. Playable up to 137. Chattanooga VMI under 151.5, another number play for me, just good down to 150 would be the last number that I would bet. Bowling Green, Western Michigan, under 156.5, good for about 2 more points to 154.5. How many Texas overs can we play and be right on? They're like 120 against every team in the Big 12, and it's never right. They play Oklahoma State on Saturday tomorrow, and it's 123.5. My number's like 129. Let's play the over again in the Texas game. 123.5, good up to like 126, basically. Florida State and Miami just played. I bet the game and I got it wrong. I bet FSU 6.5 in that game at home. They almost lost the game outright. I think they lose outright, or they lost by one, or they won by one. Anyway, it was a one possession game. Now we flipped home court and the numbers moved like 9.5 points, and I don't understand it at all. And maybe I'll be the idiot again. I'm going to play Florida State in this game. +2.5. I think they should be favored. I don't care what happened in the first meeting. This is like Georgia, Alabama, if it was a terrible ACC college basketball game. Florida State plus points, like down to pick, honestly. I actually think they're really good here. I know they just beat Duke. I don't care. Florida State plus points in that game. Next thing, we're going to play over New Mexico State, Stephen F. Austin, 138. Good to like 139.5. Under in Northern Illinois, Miami, Ohio, 141.5. Good to like 140. Over in TCU, Big 12 overs. Love it. Over in TCU, Iowa State. These totals in the 120s in the Big 12 have been awesome. 127.5. Good to 129. Kansas and Kansas State are playing tomorrow in Manhattan. Kansas State's beaten Texas Tech last Saturday. Then they beat Texas in the middle of the week, which completely surprised me. And now they're 6.5 at home against Kansas. That might seem like an advantageous spot to take them. They're playing so well recently. My number in the game is way more than this. I think it's like some recency bias with how K-State's playing the last couple of games. I make Kansas like 9 in this game, and they're 6.5. I'll take Kansas 6.5 and 7 at K-State. The under in the basketball version of the Egg Bowl between Mississippi and Mississippi State, under 135.5, good to 134. Carolina, off one of the most embarrassing games I've ever seen them play in my entire life against Miami, plays Wake, and they're a dog. I'll take them for sure in this game. 2.5 down to pick. I make them a favorite. I'll also take the over at 150, good for another point. And then last game, Portland, BYU, late night action. We'll play over 141, good to 142.5. And I think that's about everything for overnights.
All right, so Stephen F. Austin, over. Miami of Ohio, under. TCU, over. Kansas, laying the points up to -7. Bowling Green, under. Texas, over. Florida State, +2.5, down to a pick. West Virginia, +8.5. The Seton Hall, under. Valparaiso, over. VMI, under. Ole Miss, under. North Carolina, at any dog price, over 151. BYU, over. Got that?
Yeah, I think that was everything. I tried to follow along with you.
Well, I wrote it all down, so hopefully it was right. Because I'm going to bet all of it, and it's going to be glorious. Okay. Ken, I'll talk to you in 13 hours, buddy.
Sounds great, buddy. Going to be awesome. Divisional weekend. Yay.
All right. Scott Lynn will be with
us. Enjoy your dinner tonight.
And enjoy the night. To Scott and Bill, who I think are with us tomorrow, enjoy. So again, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Eastern for You Better You Bets countdown to kick off Saturday divisional weekend in the National Football League. BetMGM tonight coming up after us. So until we meet again, dear listener and dear viewer, and which is 13 hours, which sucks. Wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Everyone enjoy. Have a safe Friday night.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.